Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Just, well, give me your phone.
Okay, Jen.
Let me see your phone.
All right. I'm Rishi, yes. I'm Rishi without an accent.
Come on,
so
Rishi.
That would be weird.
Give me your phone.
Here, read my phone. But it's all in Hindi.
It's all in Hindi. I can't read this.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Verbatim what I wrote down.
With the same idea as a joke. When she said it, I screamed. I screamed. If she said, if she had exclaimed it the way Memphis did, I wouldn't be here right now because I'd be dead.
There is a certain outrage Americans have when they can't see something that's important in a different language. There is a really vicious outrage that is really, because people who come to this country who don't really know the language that well, they just kind of go, well, I guess I don't know this language.
I have to figure it out.
There's no reason. For some reasons, American, we just expect his Instagram to be in English.
Just press the little thing that says see translation. I do that for all the Colombian porn stars I follow. It's very easy.
All of them.
Yes.
Y'all, it's Toe. This is Toe. This is Toe.
Do you have a painting on your chair?
What?
What's that little pink painting?
Oh, no, that's a notebook.
That's a pretty notebook.
It's quite gay.
You've been picking up in here something. You've been having an orgy? What's happening in here?
No, you're inviting
people over?
When I had people over earlier, I was having people over to
rehearse. But it looks like a major. You're planning something. Are you having a rave or something? Did you sublet your apartment while you're in Orange County for money to twinks on coke?
An EDM party?
Yeah.
Like on Below Deck Sailing Yacht where there was just like a child's birthday balloons?
Yes.
Yes. No, I was just picking up. I had a lot of manic energy I needed to get out.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
If you're on the Intimate Portrait, you're sitting with us right now in Pood's apartment.
Ooh.
I'm just right here.
I'm giving you a massage with my foot.
That's not good. Because I don't like feet.
Ooh.
Stop it.
Ooh.
Stop it.
You're squinting like the lights are too bright.
The lights are very bright today. They are.
But
you did a good job, Poodle. Set it all up. Did you ever pick your reading glasses out yet?
Can we focus on the dead? Sorry. Yeah, you're a little scattered today. I think we both are. We're both Punchy from The Month of Love is Blind.
I'm mourning.
Y'all,
truthfully,
Love is Blind is completed.
Oh, I wasn't going to talk about that. Yes, from Love is Blind. I'm mourning for Darcy and Stacey.
All right.
I am sad. I wasn't ready. I needed one more and a tell-all.
I do feel like I mentioned that there's like a little 5-foot-tall hole in my heart.
Yes.
For both
I'm
twos,
very
really.
Sad about it.
And y'all, Florian's going to go away for a year, sadly.
Well, he's got to sleep.
Yeah. I was talking about my Florian, but that's fine.
Oh, no. I meant Vampire Florian. He's got to rest up.
Yeah. It goes into a deep
new
slumber.
Teeth.
He'll have something else but plucked.
If you haven't, y'all, Love is Blind is all dropped. It's done. It's all out there.
And our Love is Live reunion was lit.
Oh, we hope you enjoyed it. I mean,
who knew the pizza man would come in and show us his dick?
I did not know, but that's apparently what they all do in Orange County.
And who knew?
The internet was great. It was so good.
Great. Good internet. Who knew that on the reunion, who knew that Arena would announce her engagement to Cocaine Bear?
Kind of makes sense.
And then the bear mauled everyone on set.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which was, I was upset for a couple people.
Yes. And that Nick Lachey would be part of a boy's bukkake. Who knew?
I was surprised they didn't cut away.
They did not.
Anyway. The camera lingered for a very long time on his face.
Yep.
Even before the jizz was running down. All
right.
In rivulets.
Wow. All right. Well. Yes.
Rivulets of jizz.
Someone's been watching Grand Canyon again, and not the movie with
not the Frances McDormand version.
No, is there really a Frances?
Yes.
Called Grand
when
Canyon?
She was in is it Topanga Canyon or Grand Canyon? I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
Grand.
Here, I need to find out.
Oh, no. Okay.
I can't.
Other announcements while you're looking.
I need to keep my Frances McDormand movie
y'all,
straight.
We're on YouTube now. You can look at Reality Gaze on YouTube if you want to listen there. Love in Paradise is dropping this week, y'all, April 17th. It's different this time. It's dropping on TLC and on Discovery Plus. I noticed. Is 90 Day Fiancé not dropping early on Sundays anymore?
No.
So now it's just dropping after it drops on TLC?
Laurel Canyon. Like the place. Sorry. That was the movie I was thinking
I don't know because we get it early because TLC. Yeah. But I don't think it drops now on Sunday mornings anymore, does it?
It does not. It hasn't this whole season.
Well, what's the point of Discovery Plus? Thank you for those episodes, Discovery Network. Early,
well,
we appreciate that.
It's TLC we're dealing with. That's a Discovery Plus issue.
That's true.
They're not. Yeah.
So they need to get their shit together.
I don't know if they only did that for Happily Ever After because everyone hates it.
Maybe.
So they could give an... Because the ratings were so bad, there's like, fuck it, here we go.
Fuck it, just give it to them.
give our people the night off.
Y'all, Below Deck Sailing Yacht looks to be good. We've seen the first episode.
There are some hotties.
There's just young,
the women
hot
are gorgeous.
People that want to fuck one another. And that's the best Below Deck.
They're all single except for the chef.
That's the best Below Deck.
I agree.
You're Bi-Curious returning to Amish will come sometime this month. So, yes.
I also want to say, just in general, about our Patreon.
You mean Reality Guys Plus?
Thank you. Oh,
I'm
God.
Real. I'm not going to stop.
No, you need to correct me.
Yeah, we got
to
do
you.
It. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. I don't mean to be a nag. I just don't want supercast.
No, you
to be
are
left
a nag.
Out.
It's fine.
Yes. We'll get it right, in the words of Poodle.
We have so much coming down the pike of...
Not the pipe.
No.
It's not Mario Brothers.
Classless. Classless is... Oh, God. It looks awful.
Are you kidding? Everybody said it's wonderful.
Really?
Oh, it's gotten like... It's done so well.
I haven't looked at reviews.
People say it's so much fun. People are saying it's just like I know people that are that and Dungeons and Dragons. People are like,
well, no, Dungeons and Dragons, I can kind of get.
I'm surprised Mario Brothers was, people are saying it's great.
Did we need another one?
We've never had one.
We've had live action ones.
We used to have a live action one. Yes. Back, but was it a movie or a television show?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I never saw any of these movies.
I think it was time.
I'm never going to see it. I'll just tell
and
you that now.
I want to go to Super Mario World at Universal real bad. Real bad.
What do you do there?
It's did you not play Super Mario in your childhood?
Yes, but I don't want to marry the game.
Oh, I love Princess Peach, which I didn't know that was foreshadowing. But it was.
You didn't love her. You wanted to be
her. I wanted to be her.
Yeah, that was the difference.
I wanted to jump up in the air and float around with my ass out. With God going, give it to me. Do-dum, do-dum.
This is Unhinged today. That's what this episode's going to be called.
I know.
Unhinged.
We need to have sugar. That's what I feel like we need to have. Lemon bars.
We should get lemon bars or sugar.
Yeah.
Make the little place over there. We'll see. This is ridiculous talking about this right now.
You and me, my ex.
Yes.
Yes. It's dropping. 17th, right?
Yes.
So the same day as Love in Paradise.
Yeah.
That just hit.
I'm glad
we're not going to sleep.
I think... I was on the topic of talking about Reality Ace Plus,
Go ahead.
Yo, Reality Ace Plus, our Patreon. Some of you joined. If you're new from Love Is Blind this year, we are very fortunate to have a lot of new subscribers. So we're talking to you. Besides just Love Is Blind, you're going to get a classless episode every single week of our classic 90 Day Fiancé episode.
Season 6. It's kind of the best season, I got to say.
I think then we move into Weird and Happily Ever After was still good. I think the season
Yeah, this
four,
is the one.
I believe.
It's the next Happily Ever After is like Andre and Lynn when he's like,
Don't terrorize me with your pregnancy. And I think we have our first appearance of Larissa and Colt on Happily
yes.
Ever After.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley and Jay, I believe,
yeah,
are on for a season.
It's a good
and
one.
Kalani and Asuelu.
Apparently, there's a lot of Ashley and Jay, and I guess Natalie's coming back.
No.
So I think we get Natalie on Happily Ever After.
With her ombre?
I think. I know we're getting her. There's that scooter moment we haven't seen yet. That I've seen the memes of. Have you not seen it?
Yes! Yeah. The scooter moment.
We haven't seen that.
We just had a meme about the boo hole.
We did. Our producer, Christina. God, we got the best team, y'all.
We do have the best team.
We
could not do... They are the wind beneath our gay fly like
hashtag eagle fly.
So,
and that little old woman that Jake keeps in her cupboard, but I don't know her name.
Linda Hunt.
Oh, she does stuff for us, too.
I think Linda Hunt's passed.
I don't know who that is.
Come on. She won the Oscar for the year of... She was in She-Devil. Now that you'll know. She was the little nurse in She-Devil.
Oh, it's coming. It's getting less murky.
Linda Hunt. Come on. Character. She won the Oscar for Year of Living Dangerously playing a man.
I don't know that.
You've never seen that movie.
No.
So just to clarify.
No.
Linda, you know me. My favorite thing in the world is talking about character actors that no one knows, mostly female.
Linda Hunt is a
familiar name.
Well, I type in a lot of Lindas on Google, and I get Ronstadt, Cardellini, Hamilton, Thompson, Evangelista, Evans, Blair.
I will not
Pera.
Stand for this Linda Hunt slander.
Okay, I don't think she's that. She's dead.
Is she?
Well,
no. I'm asking. I'm worried.
She is now.
No!
She's not dead because she's on CSI. She's 78 years old. Oh, people are going to be upset. Why didn't you just tell me?
I'm so sorry.
She's on NCIS. I think she's in... Isn't she in The Incredibles as well?
I don't know.
Good for her.
You know, I've never seen that movie. People tell me I really should.
It's probably my top three favorite Pixar movies. But
yeah.
I like superhero shit. But it's, you know, you'll like it because of Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter?
Yeah, you'll love it.
I really do like Holly Hunter.
You really do love Holly Hunter. We are unhinged today. What were you saying about our Reality Gaze Plus?
Why don't you kill him, Harry Connick Jr.?
Oh, God.
Shh. Sorry.
That's a good movie, though.
Reality Gaze.
It's a really good movie.
Harry Connick Jr., why don't you kill all them people?
Harry Connick Jr. is hot and creepy in that film, and
I was really attracted to him in that movie because I find serial killers alluring.
What, Eye for an Eye? No.
Copycat. With Sigourney Weaver.
See, now that movie, I like thriller movies like that. It's just when they're just scary to be scary. But like that movie, Zodiac, An Eye for an Eye with, with what's her name?
Sally Field?
Yeah.
Do you see me looking at Tommy? Yeah, yeah.
Love that movie.
So y'all, Reality Gaze Plus, you're going to get our class list. You're also going to get our monthly Bicurious episode, which we try to put out timely, usually like 3 weeks
after the
month.
And you get this commercial free.
And you get...
If you're at the $8 tier.
At the $8 tier, you get commercial free. And you get all our cringe tier shows like Love After Lockup.
We kind of didn't plan it very well, if we're honest, but it's too late now. We give you some good stuff with the $5 tier, the $15 to give the video tier.
The cringe tier is...
It's a little... We give you a little too... Even people tell us, like, this is too much content, but whatever, it is what it is.
We don't want another tier. We only wanted three.
We only wanted three.
It's hard to keep up with three as it is.
Now,
some people do, like, 10.
I know. We might do the $50 tier one day for those of you that really want to see Poodle's nipple repeatedly.
You can see the nipple on the $15 tier.
That's true.
No, the $45 tier is the collaboration between Piano Cat 77. You're not invited to that one.
I don't want to be invited, but I will take 20%.
My tips are mine.
That's fair.
Y'all, this episode of Toe, we just need to go on.
We need to go one more thing. Drag Defense Fund, you can give to it on our Facebook page and the Sissy Squad. They're having a Digital Worldwide Moment on May 7th with the Drag Queens of RuPaul's Drag Race. We will be there doing a watch-along on Discord. Details forthcoming.
Details to follow.
Yes.
Toe, this is Toe, episode season 4, episode 10, The Tongue Has No Bone.
It's episode 11.
Thank you.
The tongue has no bone, but it cuts deep.
And it does. I can speak from experience.
It does cut deep.
This is the most suggestive title they've had.
It kind well,
the word tongue and bone is in here.
Or you just haven't gotten dick down.
And deep.
And you're just thinking of it.
That's probably more accurate.
Y'all. This is a good episode. I enjoyed it.
This was a 5-bagger instead of a 6-bagger, so we had more time for storytelling, and there was no Nicole and Mahmood.
Which I missed, but I texted Poodle, and I said, this will be a shorter show because you won't go on a rage rant.
That's true. No, there's still Danielle. Don't worry.
Well.
Y'all, Danielle always delivers.
Always.
You know, she really is like the milkman. She never misses a day of work.
She never misses a day of work.
I don't know what that means.
And she leaves you with something you don't really want. Besides milk.
I swear to God, where she's on the next episode, but when she walked out in that little duck walk of that party.
She does walk like a 70-year-old grandma.
Hip.
Yeah, she does.
Y'all... anyway, we're going to start in this episode. This was a lot of Jen and Rishi, so this episode is going to be mostly Jen and Rishi, and then we'll do a little bit of Chris and Jamie, or When Fairy Tales Go Wrong.
As we said before, y'all, ain't no drama like what, Poodle?
Lesbian drama.
Ain't no drama like lesbian drama, y'all. Oh.
They're fucked.
Yeah,
they're fucked.
We kind of knew that.
Yeah. Well, we thought when they got married.
We did. God, we got manipulated by that wedding. God, are we suckers?
I think it's the music.
You're that easily manipulated just by the music.
Yes, I think it's the sweet piano music.
The venue was gorgeous, too. The dresses were beautiful. The gays did their makeup. It was lovely.
Yeah.
And it's all dead. All dead.
Jen and Rishi, they were still kind of in the middle of talking about the naked conversation, the naked pic.
Yes, they are still covered in oil at the sauna.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's ruining her, I would call it, her kind of post-oil drip massage her, glow.
Yes. Yeah, her.
With talking about the shirtless pic. And then, y'all, it gets a little, she's like, well, why are you sending roses to this person? Because a little bit of suspicion goes a long way for Jen. At the same time, I bet she's had a lot of relationships where this has happened.
I bet she's had a lot of relationships that happened. I still go, because she's questioning him, and Rishi says, that picture isn't a private picture. That's for everyone. That's already a post. I literally just copied and pasted a post. That's all I did was send that.
Yeah.
And she's like, but you send, she kept saying, you sent a topless photo. And I went, he's not female.
Well,
so
I think that's, some people call that topless. I don't, but
maybe I'm just immune. That's just Saturday in West Hollywood on a sunny day.
Yeah, I'm just so used to seeing men with their shirts off. But
yeah.
I understand how that could be as sexual. But like, I kind of agree with you. This is a post. Also, he never pushes back to say, why did you have your friend catfish
me? He never does that this whole time. Even when they come and they're actually talking about the catfishing, he never brings up, why did you do that?
Now, that's it's not, it's kind of like you'd be asking, would someone accuse you of something, that if his first response was that's what I would think, a little squirrely. He never brings that up. He seems to be, now, do I think it's convenient that he has an answer for everything? Yes. And so there are some vibes that I get.
I go back and forth if he did it, if he's cheating or not. It wasn't
I still don't think he's cheating.
I don't, but then later when we hear that I didn't know they haven't had sex in 3 years. And that's when I went,
he's going to be doing some tantra masturbation.
There's a fly in here just flying around. Go away, fly. It just came right for, I crossed my eyes like on a Don Knotts movie. I went,
all of a sudden we were in the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Ooh, an Apple Dumpling. I loved that movie.
Didn't you tell me there was a sequel?
Yes, we should watch it. I've never seen it. It's with him and Tim Conway, so it's like a new movie for us of comedy greats. Don Knotts and Tim Conway really influenced me comedically. They did you too. Don't
they,
act like
no,
it.
No, they did.
They
I'm
really
just,
did.
I'm just wondering how we got here.
I don't know. But
I'm so punchy. I'm sorry.
What was I talking about? That fly distracted me. Oh, I agree with Randy, y'all. If a man ain't getting it from you, I think most of them are going to get it somewhere. I know that that could be, quote, problematic or archaic. But I'm just
archaic.
Saying, I can't talk today.
You said archaic.
I said archaic.
Like an arcade.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of an arcade.
Like an arcade. But I'm telling y'all, if they, it's not good.
I understand.
It's not like he's not having sex.
I understand before. Why you think that. I think he would have to be a better actor than he is.
See, I don't think he sounds, he keeps like smiling and kind of, I don't think he's a great actor.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it's less important of whether it's happened or not, but whether, how much she believes in him, because she seems to kind of be okay with it. What I think is really rough is how he really downplays everything about the arranged marriage. And everyone's parents set them to get married. It's a thing everyone does.
It is the kind of combination of all of it. And the editors fucking read him for filth this episode when he was like, what do you mean? I don't keep delaying this marriage. Gary,
roll the montage.
And it just kept going.
I need more time.
Cut.
I need more time.
Cut.
I need more time.
Cut.
I need more time. I need more time in Hindi.
I can't read this.
Oh. So, y'all, this idea, the thing about what I do believe he
in spooks.
Believes. I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do, I do, I do, I do. not going to work. Both of us are punchy. We need to keep going.
All right, I'll keep drinking caffeine. It'll get
both
me focused.
Of us have things to do.
I'll pull it
later.
Together for you.
So please stop.
I didn't do anything.
Anyway, stop laughing. I'm going to laugh. So he basically says, he believes he didn't do anything wrong.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that takes a really good liar.
Yes.
To believe to do, anyway. But it, like George Costanza says, it's not a lie if you believe it.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. The lawn people are coming. I don't think we can hear them yet. We'll keep going and then we'll break for commercial when they come.
Yeah, we'll
back.
Definitely do it we'll when do they're that. When they're over here. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, his explanation here, and in a weird way, maybe it's just the magic of Rishi and his storytelling ability. Mm-hmm. He convinced me by the end of this.
You know, maybe that's it. Where I first think, because I still think of that friend who basically said, yeah, he's cheating. And his good friend, and I went, but then he keeps looking at you and smiling. And it's like.
And after a while, you just go.
You kind of go.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
And his pretty long hair.
Pretty long hair.
He says, I knew she knew you and in a really circuitous way. And I was pulling her leg on my side. And I said, it's funny whenever people accuse me of cheating, I say people were pulling my leg all the time.
The third one.
They're pulling something.
They're pulling that third leg. But Jen responds, which I get. She says, but I see both sides of this. Jen said, well, if you knew it was a joke, then why did you block her? That seems suspicious. But I also kind of like, have you met Randy? She's annoying as fuck. And I bet he also didn't want to deal with her.
You know that we never really saw all the messages that
I need screenshots.
I bet you she sent so many. Ooh. And I bet he was sending, and he said, oh, why don't you, when I said it, let's meet up, I meant as a joke. Because part of me, I'll go from moment to moment, I'm like, oh, he's a fucking player, he's a cheater. And then he'll explain it, and I'll go, okay.
I know, I do that too.
And so she basically, Rishi says, I didn't do anything wrong. It was, she was inappropriate, so I blocked her. And then, this is really interesting. I feel like he says, y'all, these are these anti-apologies.
Yes.
If you feel like I did something wrong, then I'm so sorry for it. Now.
That you want to piss Poodle off.
Now, the most annoying thing about it is I think he was serious.
I think he was serious.
When he said, you know what? Because I don't think it's wrong what I did. But if you feel like that, I am very sorry. And it seemed earnest to me. Maybe I'm just a fool for this person.
I mean, and he is the one that brought, he said, let's go get my phone.
Yeah.
He offered it to her that she couldn't read.
And that's the, I can't read this.
But she said, but I get though where Jen's coming from. And I think Jen's seen even more of this. Because, y'all, the way you catch a cheater is not about the one thing. It's about the picture that's painted.
Yep.
And.
Very true.
Jen says, there's a lot of stuff that you said that you were going to do that you haven't. And then also when we find out later, there's a lot of things that you say that you don't know about or that you do know about. And then she finds out later that what really says there's a lot of stuff he didn't know about that actually he did. So he's not a good liar at keeping his story straight.
See, that's the thing.
So when I put the painting together, but, the painting looks like he's
cheating. Just to say that. What he is bad about lying about, like the arranged marriage, he stumbles. But the cheating and stuff,
he's very secure.
Yeah.
So
but y'all, we are going to have our leaf blowers in just a second. So I think it's time to take a quick little break so I don't get blown around this time.
Poodle, I gotta tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
We're back!
We are back.
And you know who else is back? Girls Trip for Randy and Myra.
Hey.
We're here to eat, pray, love, and break up a relationship.
Eat, pray, and fuck shit up.
Hey!
I got on a cute hat.
Y'all, thank you. She is cosplaying Carmen Sandiego here.
Yes, she is.
They totally went and bought clothes for this.
Well, yes.
This out in India.
Wouldn't you?
They're like, oh my God, we need to go buy clothes for India. What do we wear to India?
And they're going
to
be on TV. They bought new makeup.
There was a whole thing about this is going to look so cute. Do we wear saris? Is that bad? Oh,
some queen at Sephora sold Myra on that Too Faced palette, and she used all of it. For that lunch. All of it.
Their faces are so beat.
There is so much. I mean, I will say, they look beautiful, but they look completely out of place. Like, just so.
Rishi just wearing a white t-shirt.
Jen
somehow does tend to blend into her area a little bit better.
More makeup. I do too. She does wear more makeup and does her hair more when the girls are around.
Yes. When she's got her, with these two harpies,
when she's got a girl squad here to protect her.
So y'all, she is going to pick them up, and they're like, Jen says they're going to really give me an objective perspective on the relationship, and I went, ha! They want to torpedo this, just like Shelby was Micah's like relationship terminator. Because y'all know why? They need a friend like Jen to feel better about themselves. You always need the friend who's a disaster.
Wait a minute. We need to move on. I feel attacked.
You always need the friend whose personal life is in shambles so you can feel... so you know how to feel about yourself.
Wow, we need to move on.
Sorry, I made that a little clear for you. But no, that's why.
Yeah.
They can't have her happy.
Yeah.
They need her completely desperate and alone and horrible.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, am I out of the frame? Did you move the camera?
No,
right
I
out
didn't
of
touch
frame?
It. Maybe right. It's too close today.
I think it is.
Who cares?
That's all right.
Am I out of the frame? That would be a really real disaster.
Shockingly, no. Okay.
So, y'all, then Myra says, well,
The last time I traveled this far, it was also for Jen. It was in Jamaica. Can you believe going all the way to Jamaica? I'm more of a stay-at-home girl.
And Randy said, yeah, and I had to break up that relationship, too, because Jen completely failed at it. Failed.
Well,
miserable.
Randy said, I hated her first husband, and she still married him.
She still did it anyway. I told her. Meanwhile, honk, 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 honk. It's all noisy there. And she's like, you know, it's different.
It's different.
Different. It's hot. It's noisy.
Fucking Karens.
It's not bad.
It's
just different. Where's the Starbucks?
I guarantee you, someone asked, where can I get a latte around
yeah,
here?
They wanted a Starbucks real bad.
This is like, I'm referencing Seinfeld again for the second time this episode. This is the Sue Ellen Mishki India wedding.
I don't know
when they
means.
Went to India. And
Seinfeld went to India?
Elaine and the group went to, because Sue Ellen Mishki was getting married.
Oh, okay.
And Elaine got an invitation. Isn't it fun hearing me recount the plots of Seinfeld to someone who's never seen the episode? Mm-hmm. She got an invitation. It was like in 3 days. And she's like, no, Sue Ellen Mishki is getting it. And she was like her nemesis.
Ah.
The O. Henry candy bar heiress. And she didn't wear a bra.
I don't know anything.
Never mind. Yeah. God. I feel like I am explaining something to someone who is a pod person. And so she's like, this is 3 days. The wedding's in India in 3 days. She's like, you know what this is? It's an invitation.
Oh, like, that's where that comes from.
She's like, she just wants me to send a gift.
I would go just to spite them.
And that's what they did.
That's what I would
and
do.
And then Sue Ellen Mishki says, Elaine, no one else came. Even Pinter's parents, and they're Indian. and then basically she's like, would you be my maid of honor? She's like, oh, yes, I will. And basically, that's what it feels like with them there. They're not there to make friends.
No.
They're there to make her they're just down on their luck friend and unlucky in love and laugh about it and tell stories about her later. They can't wait to talk about it on the way the plane. Flight home.
They can't. They're going to talk about it a whole way.
And dine out on these stories.
Yes.
I kind of understand them, though.
Yeah, now I know what you do when I'm not here.
What?
Exactly. Exactly. So they...
I like Jen or Randy saying, what do I do with all that trash? And Jen's like, it just stays there.
It just stays there. Someone throws up on her in the, what's it called? A rickshaw? Ricky?
It's not it's like a little cab.
Little cab.
A rickshaw is pulled by a person.
Oh, okay, okay. Someone throws up on, and I will say that Myra, Jen said, I thought they flashed you. And she said, that would have been better. And I kind of went, I probably would have fun with these gals.
No, they would.
Okay.
It would.
You wouldn't have fun if you met them. Let's say we went to a bar. They were visiting Jen and Stillwell. We went to that bar.
They're more your people.
Well, I grew up around them, but you're telling me they are very y'all. This is not so maybe so much. I don't know if this is where like deep south where you're from. It is very like Oklahoma, Texas, that when you travel, you show out. You do your hair. You do your makeup. You put on your Kendra Scott jewelry, and you bring it. You put on black house, white house, or
black
whatever.
House, white market.
White market. Oh, yeah, you know that because your mom shops there.
Loves it. Loves it.
I don't know if my mom likes that.
She thinks Chico's is a little old lady for her, but she loves white
really?
House, white
market.
My
mom does love some Chico pants. Yeah. Although she is buying more stuff now that she lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an experiment.
Riveting.
Well, now she next time you come with me, will you go shopping with me? And I said, love to.
My mother would ask me for that, but I wouldn't offer my opinion because she doesn't want to hear it.
My mother FaceTimes me.
Well, I think
she FaceTimes me in the dressing room.
I think that's because you showed interest at a young age.
I love dressing my mother. You don't? That's what a gay man does.
And another piece of the puzzle comes together.
You don't dress your mother?
No, I do not.
Then why are you around? What's the point of you?
I don't dress my mother. I never have.
What, do you critique anything about your mother and help her?
I say, I like, I'll say she has something, and she's like, yeah, I said, I like that. And but I don't go shopping with her. No.
She is not using you to the advantage. Someone needs to pull her aside to gay sun school.
It is not my thing. I can critique other people's dresses and say that's bad. I can't really tell them what's good, though. Does that make sense?
Your mom.
So that's my gay superpower.
I know, but you're a critiquing bitch. You live for that.
Now, what I will do, and what she does to me when she goes to musicals, she tries to be critique. She's like, I think that person was a little off pitch, and I'm like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, but she doesn't know. Aunt Jane, someone in your family has to say. Mother Poodle, have you ever been to gay sun school?
It's interesting. Like, we'll do things like that.
God, I didn't have time to go to school because of Father Poodle. I gotta cook. Can't go to any school.
I didn't have time. Got to feed Muffin. Don't even know about utilize my gay son. No, I just don't do. I think... She basically, my mother doesn't love shopping. And when she goes, it's a very solitary thing. Mm. I think it's because she's always been insecure about her looks. And so,
she's so beautiful.
I know, but it doesn't matter. But she has an issue where it's hard for her to even do it. And sometimes she'll say, look what I bought today. And she'll show me. Or I'll say, oh, that's nice. Isn't that new? And she's like, well, if you're around more, you know. Kind of like Jonathan's mother. I don't see you very regularly. You're so young.
We just watched that, y'all. We just watched that episode on our class list Fernanda met Jonathan's mother, Cece.
I still have burns, third degree burns, just watching it.
It is a thing of beauty. Thing
that
of beauty.
That was painful.
It was good. That,
I had a stitch in my side after I watched it because she actually shivved me. Like she shivved
Fernanda.
The knife
was still in there. He just left it.
That was Cece or Ceci, Jonathan's mother.
Yeah, I didn't get how she
that said first it. Encounter with Fernanda. Y'all, that was rough.
That was rough.
Anyway.
So Jen's talking with the girls. They're grabbing drinks and going to the rooftop where she has three office chairs.
It's like glamping forever.
Glamping forever.
That was bitchy, and I loved it.
Because she's shown in the bathroom. She's like, well, you take a shower and you clean like the whole bathroom.
Yep. They grab their little... They grab their little wine things, and they grab their Kim Crawford, and they go up to the rooftop.
Uh-huh.
And, y'all, that's when she talks about the astrology.
And they hadn't fucked in 3 years.
And she's like, that is laughable. So, y'all, remember what we said about don't Chantel your certain friends. Don't expect your friends to be supportive when you've done nothing but talk shit about them.
We don't, maybe it's been edited out, but we don't ever see what Jen talks about the good things Rishi does.
Absolutely not. She's always, because she's always defending.
And from our perspective, we don't see it. I actually, just in bringing that up, ask yourself, what do you think Jen loves about Rishi that he does for her? I can't think of anything.
Well, in their first episode, she was saying it was mostly a physical attraction, but then she grew to love the person that Rishi is.
She doesn't. I mean, he did when she came the second time. He did make the apartment look nice, yeah, and things like that. But that's because she had to tell him to.
Yeah.
So y'all, it doesn't. It helps, husbands. It helps if you do what your wife. But it's just better if you read their minds.
Yep, I agree.
I know that's not probably.
I want someone to read my mind. I don't want to tell you everything.
Please don't. Please don't.
So that's when she says, you know, Randy or Myra says, you know what? He's the sex thing.
He's
I'm a married woman,
else.
And like men have needs, which I hate that expression. Men have needs.
Well, everybody has needs.
Yeah, but if he's not getting it from you, and then Randy says, let me just say this. We are not here to break you up.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you are.
Not here at all. I wrote, yes, you are. And then Randy said, and then she's like, okay, well, we'll see. And then they go out to dinner.
I just want to have one more thing Randy said. Trust me, he's getting it from someone else. I know from personal experience.
Randy did say that.
So,
she
y'all,
gets
Randy, I don't think Randy's probably married now.
Oh,
Randy
no.
had a very ugly divorce.
I think do think that's part of it too. Is they
he probably fucked the nanny?
One of their
that's how bad it was.
Are single and they want her to be single.
Yep, totally.
Also, they Rishi is paying for the sins of all of the men that fucked them over.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Rishi is the living embodiment of every shitty man they were ever in relationships.
Yeah.
And he has qualities of shittiness. That's the thing. Do I think he is due all of that? Absolutely not. But yeah, they're like vengeance demons, Buffy the Vampire Slayer style. They are.
Maybe Rishi, though, just feels like he needs to have an experience with everyone in the world.
Like Kenya.
Like Kenya from Seeking Brother Husband.
She needs fresh attention.
Fresh attention.
That's my favorite new term. Everyone needs fresh attention.
Boy, especially this poodle.
I understand it. Later on, y'all.
We've got the eye makeup, y'all.
The looks on these women going to this lunch.
They went to the Mac counter at Fox Hills Mall, and those women, they were playing some Beyonce, and they were jamming out, having some champagne, and
they
got their makeup done. They went to the Mac counter somewhere in India and got their makeup done. I believe it.
So basically, she says, I really want you guys to like Rishi. And I went, that ship has sailed.
That ship has sailed.
He's like, I really want them to like you too. And Randy says, well, they like to be brave on social media. Get it. Just shiv.
So they walk into Rishi's sitting there in a t-shirt. And again, they're all wearing resort wear.
And Randy's like, he's going to tell me why he blocked me like a teenager.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is so high school.
Yes. Yes.
This whole scene. It's ridiculous.
Let's see. Here's the deal why you wonder if Rishi's really lying, because they sit down and kind of right away Rishi says, so I only hear about you from Jen, but I understand you're talking about, he says, quote, girl stuff. And then he says,
that's kind of what it is.
And he just brought up Randy messaging him on Instagram. Like, so would he bring this up if he was being nefarious about it?
It is really tricky, and it may be due to culture and how he expresses himself. And maybe that English is not his first language.
Maybe.
But he starts to explain again. Randy says, well, I told you. here's the way Randy said this. I led you to believe that I was in London and coming to India. You were very flirty with me. Why did you send me a pic of you shirtless? And I'm thinking, none of that said I catfished you because I wanted to see if you were telling the truth.
And again, I wrote, why is he fine with just letting this go? I don't get, like, I don't think he would do very well in LD debate. I think he's missing the point.
LD. So, this, and he says, it was a post, and I just forwarded it to you.
I was just pulling your leg.
It felt inappropriate to me, and you agreed to meet up with me, and I was literally booking a flight. Because nothing.
You know what? I was about to fuck you
just to show Jen
that you're a piece of shit.
Just to get revenge on Jen. I mean,
I wouldn't have enjoyed it at all, at all with your long hair and your sinewy body. Dick me down. I wouldn't have enjoyed it at all.
There is no doubt in my mind that she would somehow rationalize that into doing a favor for her friend.
You know what? I think that it's better for us to continue this conversation.
Yeah.
In a reality gaze theater.
Indian version. All right. Bring.
All right.
That's the sitar.
All right. Poodle and I feel like you're going to be Randy.
I can be Randy.
I don't remember who was Randy.
I feel led towards her.
Yeah, okay. Aubie Mira, Myra, I don't know how to say her
Myra.
Name, but she had the most eye makeup on, so that would have been me. Aubie Rishi, sure. Okay. I'll dub a bag it. There you
right.
go. And action.
So
so good to see you here. So wonderful.
Yeah,
to see
it's
you
great
here.
To be here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
waiter, this food is cold. Yeah. Can I get some water that's maybe not like gonna make me have diarrhea? Too?
Can I?
Thanks.
Yeah. I want to get a lime and a lemon and a Tangelo piece in my water, please. When I'm in a tropical place, I love fruit in my water.
Yeah, do what she needs. Do what she needs to do.
I've got one shoulder hanging out because it says I'm on vacation, waiter.
Is this place on Yelp?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I love it. Love it. Is there a little boy to rub my feet somewhere?
The chicken korma is too spicy.
Oh, spicy. Ooh. Do they have tots
here? I prefer my meals at the Taj Mahal. That's the best Indian food.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh.
It's right there on Main and Second Street.
Yeah, it's strip ball by Queen Nails.
Yes.
Love it.
Love it.
Love, but don't get your nails done afterwards. Otherwise, it gets spicy in your eye. It's happened to me one time. It hurt.
Rishi, I need to know why you blocked me.
Yeah, I was just waiting
why
for you.
Why did you block me? Because
I was pulling your leg.
I was reading my phone after recess.
I was pulling your leg, and, you know, I was just kidding around. I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, I'll pull your leg.
Yeah, what?
We could have had a really good time.
What? You blocked her, Rishi. You blocked her. Tell him about him blocking you, Randy. Tell him.
He blocked me, and it was very sad. I felt ignored, and I just need to know.
What a thing.
Show me. Do you get messages
here.
From do you get messages
I have,
from girls?
Here, I will show you my blocked list. Look at this phone.
Oh.
Look at these.
It's a lot of girls.
Hundreds.
It's a lot of girls. I'm prettier than
hundreds.
Her. I'm prettier than her.
And hundreds of How you come? Are prettier than her. You are so look at that bitch. Look at all these women trying to take your man.
Oh
Jen.
My God.
Wow.
You look so good in that pic, Richie.
Wow.
Oh.
I will say. If
maybe we were wrong.
If he was hiding it, I don't think he would have shown her his block list. Right? Why would he do that? What are your intentions with Jen? That's what I want to know, Rishi. What are your intentions?
You want to marry her? Do you want to marry her?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's going to take a little while.
What about the whole, why is it taking a while?
Just because,
that's bullshit.
Indian culture, I don't know if you've read on Google or actually talked to anyone else who's Indian
I saw Eat, Pray, Love. It's everything I need to know.
That movie, oh my God, I left my third husband because of that movie. Thank God he had a little penis.
Julia Roberts needs to be respected more.
God, if I had to go to that fucking Gold's Gym one more time and see that bitch he slept with.
Well, I'm from Jen here. Actually, his parents had been trying to set him up in an arranged marriage.
What? Randy, did you know this? How long has that been happening?
I think this is all a ploy. How? So did your parents set you up? Did they set you up?
Well,
was there a girl?
Well, I don't know if they tried
was
to set
me up. Was there a girl?
I don't know. I told them.
Was she prettier than me?
One girl. And I said, I don't want to be set up with her. No. And I just completely dismissed them. And now they've stopped. Now they've stopped. Waiter, I need more ice in my water, please. Right here. This Tangelo's wilted.
I'm the waiter. You've already had all the ice we've had.
And see.
It's basically what happened.
I like that. That was long.
The thing about this is I do believe he knows he's caught with not telling Jen about the parents arranging the marriage. I think because he knows she would not understand it. And I think when she just says, he would say, like a lot of people say, that's my culture. My parents need to. And what he doesn't want to say to her is, if we don't take this so slowly, that my parents will never accept you. He can't say that.
He needs to say that.
I agree.
Because Jen, I will say, her friends are not, but Jen seems like a reasonable person.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
I agree with you.
I think if he laid that out for her and said, this is the way the culture is, and he even got some friends to say, hey, just call Chicken Jenny.
I know.
Leave him. Leave him. You're going to work.
Do I think she's gullible and too trusting of people? Yes. But I think she's one of the most level-headed people we've had in a while who go on the other way.
It's true. But
usually those are the most cuckoo.
Cuckoo. So she gets upset, though, because she's like, you're lying. This doesn't, again, it's the whole picture. She's like, this doesn't make sense. You're saying you don't know, but then you just said that they sent you two or three other women that you said, and you said this hasn't been happening. She starts crying. She gets up. She leaves. And Rishi looks at them and says, do you like the food? Spicy, right?
What a scene ender. I cackled.
It was great.
Do you like the food?
It's spicy.
It's almost like, see what you did here?
Yeah.
No, those women, I guarantee you, went back to their hotel and celebrated.
Oh, yeah.
Because they
want to be right.
They love to see her devastated, too. That's where they're comfortable.
I hate me being right when it comes to my friend's pain. It's not a good feeling.
It's not. But I don't think they care about her. I think they're there just to be harpies and eat the tears that fall off of her for their sustenance.
I think so too.
Can we talk about Chris and Jamie?
Jamie is over and Chris is gone.
Well done.
Chris is gone.
Jamie is over it.
Y'all, Chris has been back in Alabama for 3 months.
So this is our time lapse. We've gone from her leaving a tearful goodbye, which she was only supposed to be here for 2 weeks because there were some problems with her bank.
By the way, so many sissies have come that work in small banks and they're like, not a problem. Like one sissy said, literally my job when I worked at a small bank was I just cleared and made sure people could use international transactions all the time. They said, this is not a big deal. She shouldn't be having any problems getting money from her bank.
Let's just say this. Something's not adding up. And Chris is not sharing all of her life with Jamie.
I don't think so either.
And we find out that Jamie has COVID again. They can't catch a break.
Just when you think it doesn't get worse.
I can come back.
Come on back. You want to go to Columbia?
Oh, yeah. I love it down there.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Well, I'll take my quick suitcase and spend some summertime.
Yeah. Bring a big one. We're going to stay for a
while. Hey, boys.
So, y'all, Chris says, I'm so worried she almost died the first time of COVID.
That's not funny. Hopefully she's been vaccinated by this point. I hope.
The thing about this is for Chris needs to be the constant victim, and she's the one holding their life together. It's always, this is preventing me. It's always the excuse. This is preventing me from doing this. If I did not have these financial problems, if I didn't have these physical problems, if I didn't have all these medical issues, I would be there with you.
Wow, it's like that Kipling poem I had to write over and over.
what's do you know it now?
No, I...
Wow, that really, it really had...
It
really
was in eighth grade. That was 35 years ago.
Why do I still remember some of the Shakespeare things I had to memorize?
I might want to process that.
I know.
So she's
been there for 3 months because she had medical issues. Y'all, now, if you don't say, I'm quote fingering.
Now, this is okay. I don't think Chris is giving the whole picture, but I don't think Jamie is either.
Yeah.
Remember, this is reminding us of the glimpses we had of Jamie when we first met her.
And then the preview for next week.
And this is what I think. I think Jamie is high maintenance.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think she's a lot to take care of, and I think she wants Chris's attention all the time, and I think that's exhausting for Chris because she says, it's too much for me. I am alone. And also, Chris tells us that Jamie, her boss called her and said, you need to come into work. And then Chris said, we talked about it, and she didn't say, did Jamie either get fired or she quit her job?
What she said was she needs to come to work or quit. And then she quit, but she's like, we thought she was going to get another job.
And so Jamie has not gotten another job.
No.
Why would you quit your job when you're worried about the rent being $100 more a month?
I don't think Jamie was worried. First, Jamie, I think Jamie, in her relationship she's had, has always had someone to take care of her.
That's what I think, too. And I think she thought, do I think she really loves Chris? I think so. But I think she thought, and Chris is an American who can take care of me.
I also think that Chris does not have the stability that Jamie normally needs for a partner.
No. No.
And it's not going to go well. So she keeps saying, everything I make goes to you in there, so you won't live. And then basically Jamie says, well, I call you, and it's basically like they're trying to show their love in two different ways, and neither of them can understand
what they want. They're talking two different languages in this conversation.
Yeah, and so because Jamie just wants Chris to be down there, and we can live on love. And Chris says, no, I'm so afraid of running out of money because of medical issues and other things that I need to also. Chris is a runner. Chris runs every single time there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Because Jamie says, well, I try to call you, don't answer. And Chris says, well, I'm busy, dude.
I was busy.
I don't fully believe that.
No.
I believe she's working, but I don't think she's too. I agree with her that it's probably been, because I think she said, I haven't talked to you in a month.
Yep. Chris is great when they're right. Chris is great when a person is right in front of you. As distance happens, she can forget you're alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Jamie said, you marry me, but I don't feel like you have a wife or that you even love me. And Chris says, you know, everything I do is for you. You know it's true.
Everything I do it for you.
And so... And she's like, and you, it's never enough for you. And you just prove that. And she gets up and walks away. And then Jamie says, this is what she always does.
Yeah.
She can't finish the conversation.
And Chris needs to know that from every partner. Nothing I do is good enough. And you just prove that to me. Chris will find people who will prove that she's a failure over
and over. Because that's how she feels about herself.
And over again. And it was like, Chris was saying the quiet part out loud there.
I don't know her history or anything like that, but her personality reminds me of Chris's personality and the way she deals with stuff. It seems like she either has codependent issues or she grew up with she grew up with people treating her like shit. And because she's been married several times before, she said, right?
Married once at least.
And she said something like, men have always treated me like crap. And so she has that. And I'm not saying she is, but her behavior reminds me of somebody who could be in an addiction or of this idea of I'm shit.
Yeah.
And
they always have an excuse for
and always
something.
Never takes the responsibility for when she fucks up.
Yeah.
And then Jamie's just dramatic.
Yeah.
This and
is
self-involved.
This is a really bad
terrible combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
We wish them the best. Wish them all the best.
That's the show.
Because we only have five.
Yep.
Two
on this one, three on the next. On the next show, y'all, we're talking about Gabe and Isabel, Debbie and Oshama.
Get
and,
your wig.
Oh, yeah, it's in there. And, of course... Johan and the miserable bitch could.
Big dick and the miserable bitch that could.
The little miserable bitch that could. Because she could. She always can, and she will prove it to you.
Always. Always. Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can join our Reality Gaze Plus, either our Patreon or our Supercast. We are in the midst of working on, we really are, hopefully within the next month or so, we will be available on Apple subscriptions as well. We're getting there. We're trying to do that, and we're working on getting our Supercast, getting our video tiers and things on everything more equal playing field. We're very excited. Lots of stuff happening with Reality Gaze.
Yes.
Lots. And then Poodle's doing some shit too in Orange County. But if you want to go see Poodle's show,
I did realize they are selling tickets. I thought it was free.
They are,
but they are selling tickets.
Where would someone go to? You want to put that in the Linktree link, or do you want? Are you?
I can put that in the Linktree link if you look up the Chance Theater in Anaheim.
Okay, it'll be there. Y'all, he doesn't have time to put a Linktree link. If you want to look up the Chance Theater in Anaheim and go. I'm not going to be there because I'm already having to go to Anaheim for our fucking Love is Live on April 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. But you'll get your ticket link an hour before at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll log on 15 minutes before. And I swear.
This has already happened, remember.
Oh. Boy, that felt good for
it
you,
did,
didn't it?
It did.
You even let me go.
I feel
you didn't
like,
even stop me.
I feel like Randy right now.
Y'all, we call these people Lonely Hearts. And if you're a Lonely Heart looking for love in all the wrong places,
wow.
Wow.
You're
we call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just yes. Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've ever asked a stranger and said, how do you say Starbucks in Hindi?
Waiter!
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.